KMWJ Mobile.
Scott, KM4TFW, what are you doing mobile?
The office this week. They got big week guest type people coming in from some customer's company this week, and I got to be in the office to make sure that everything goes smoothly.
Be it back.
Evening. We had a lot of fun. A lot of work, but a lot of fun too.
Remember the places that I mentioned last week?
No, we didn't. My wife has a gluten allergy, and Saul's and Carmine's didn't have gluten-free pizza, so we didn't go there. But then after I mentioned that I was told it was the best pizza in the city, she said, oh, well, we'll try it next time. So she doesn't really have an allergy so much as it's a preference because it doesn't completely agree with her system, but she said we'll try it next time.
Yeah, next time you go, just give it a shot and let me know if it's still any good.
We will. Traveling. I'm home this week, but I'll be out of town the rest of the month, going not to New York, but all kinds of other places. It's ridiculous the amount of travel I have to do this month. The first week, then the second week, Wilmington, Delaware, then the third week, Reading, Pennsylvania.
And you're not far from Philly. We got some really good places to go in Philly.
Excited about. In Wilmington, there's a ham radio outlet store that I'm going to go visit.
I used to live in Philadelphia, so I used to head down there all the time.
That I'm looking forward to most about all that travel.
That store. Living in Philadelphia, Baltimore, so they get a decent amount of traffic.
It from the pictures I saw online, it does look like it's pretty beast of a store.
Yeah, they always had just about everything in stock there because, you know, like I said, being close to two major cities, they had a pretty good turnover.
Friday, then I spent all day Saturday up at the repeaters, and that was fun.
As you said, up there.
The crew from Brars, and we cleaned out the shack and all that, and then we went to the one on Paris Mountain, too, towards the end of the day and checked all that out as well.
Allison up there? With him at my old employment, and that he kind of helped me get into radio. I hadn't talked to him in a while.
It's going to be huge. There's going to be a mess-tastic presentation, and they're going to be talking about all kinds of upgrades and stuff for the repeater system. It's going to be a big meeting.
Miles from Lyman, so I'm about 5 miles from getting on the interstate at the 66.
At 4 right now, so maybe 72 will be a good spot.
72.
I think last time, I think there's a raceway there or something.
There's the 78, but it might have been the 72. Dang, there's a car with no lights on.
Is it finally replacing the machine for 610, or is it something else they're upgrading?
Build a new building for 610, and it's going to be greatly expanded. And we have a prototype unit to replace 610, and we're going to replace it with the prototype unit as soon as we get a second one built. And then we're going to replace both the units, the one at 610 and the one at 820, and then link the two. We're also talking about getting 820 higher on the mountain, trying to get it higher on the mountain so that it clears both sides of Paris Mountain and whatnot, too.
Project, who's the repeater maker? Hopefully it works out okay. Do you know what radio they're using for the homegrown build?
I don't remember. It consists of several Raspberry Pis. I don't remember what the radio portion of it is. But it's supposed to be. We're able to integrate some digital features and stuff like that with it too. Echo Link at the base, and so on and so forth.
What about the details once they are made? I guess maybe they'll put it on the web or something. But yeah, I'm excited about it. That machine is pretty old, so replacing it has been long coming.
That.
An analog repeater anymore because of all the digital, the digital mandate for public safety and everything. So it's not like you can just go buy another analog repeater. So you kind of have to build it yourself.
Yeah, when you're trying to get somewhere, you hit every darn red light.
Shelby is a nightmare in that respect because you've got four or five traffic lights you got to go through to get to the other side of town.
They're here for you to run two coax. And wasn't that what you wanted to do to start with? They're here for you to run at least two coax lines. Ain't that what you wanted to do?
From one house to the other, and that one needs to be about 125 feet. And then the other one is over to the tree in our backyard at the house where I don't have a shack, and that needs to be 165 feet. So if that's a 500-foot spool, that's got plenty for both of those runs.
Throw it out, so I snagged it.
Snagged it because it's going to make my life a lot easier.
Special ends.
59's on it. I get that.
Good deal, you don't have to have any special ends.
Nothing in crimping tools to put the ends on, so DX Engineering makes a really good kit that gets you strippers and other stuff for 400 size and 240 size.
Right at the 72, ain't that where the Jeep dealership is? And there's a 7-Eleven right there next to it if you go back to the left.
I think you're right. I think the Raceway is actually up at like 75 or something. But, 72, I think. Yeah, I think you're right. I think there's a 7-Eleven there. 35, I just passed the sign.
Jump up on a 66.
That's our repeater sitting in my basement that I'm not sure what to do with. I've been looking for a location around Shelby to put it, but tower space is just impossible to find because they're all so full already.
Now passing the 68.
Exit ramp now. But I'll be there shortly.
Get back to the left.
It says it's to the right for me, toward Inman. I see the Jeep dealer over there, but I don't see a 7-Eleven or anything.
I thought there was a gas station right there beside it. But if not, we'll just let me know where you're at.
But I don't see anything down here, so I don't know what's going on.
There's one right there. There's a red light at that Jeep dealership right past it, and it should be a service, a gas station, convenience store right there.
All right, well, I'm going to try to get myself U-turned here and head back that way. Got angles and stuff now, so I'm going to head back because this is kind of far for you. It's got the road all torn up, and there's no markings on it. So you can't tell, where the lanes are, and there's like that weird split off you gotta do.
Wait, right? Never been off at that exit, and it's all bunched up.
Yeah, I see it now.
I'm guessing myself. I used to have to go that way to the bolt place when they were working on the Business 85.
Here, and there's no sign for it at all. You just don't even know it's here unless you've got local knowledge.
For the exit. CFW. I'm getting off now.
Side of the building.